Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. You miss any part of the show, remember you can always grab the podcast. Just put in Sports Junkies wherever you download your podcasts and you'll get the podcast that way. Very simple. All right, Bears Veluga joins us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude's most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Hey, Barry.
What's up, guys?
So last week was kind of big on this show because the Nationals had lost 11 in a row, and Mike Rizzo, of course, comes on every week, and you know sometimes he'll filibuster, he'll do that. What's kind of your take on where they are throughout this whole process? Because you've seen this rebuild, but now fans are getting impatient.
I think they should get impatient, and I think if you go back to what Mike Rizzo said to me, and I'm sure others in spring training, is like, you know, there's rebuild fatigue. Like they had a stated goal of playing meaningful games in September. Now that doesn't mean that you're, you know, leading the wild card race or in really good position, but like you're not losing 11 in a row. You're not losing 6 in a row to the Marlins and the Rockies. And obviously baseball is different than a lot of other sports. Like on a given night, you can lose, but those are terrible teams. And you're supposed to be beyond being a terrible team. And it just felt like at that point, not only was the rebuild kind of in neutral, but it made you take stock of where they are as a franchise. And that is with what looks like a superstar in James Wood and a shortstop that is probably going to be an all-star for the second year in a row in CJ Abrams and a lefty in Mackenzie Gore that could be an ace and maybe not much else. And all of that came from the Soto trade, which I think most people would acknowledge had to be done and is working out probably better than you could have hoped, even if Hassel doesn't amount to anything. And if Susana doesn't come back from injury, like they've got three really good pieces. But what have they drafted and developed in the last decade? I mean, really nothing. And that's the concerning part more than the 11-game losing streak. The 11-game losing streak is a symptom, but it made you kind of take stock of like, well, wait a second. If we're supposed to be in the latter stages of the rebuild and the part where you're looking to add pieces to contend either later this season or the next offseason, like, why does it feel so bad at the major league level right now?
Yeah, but what's so sick about it, when I had a hard time, I know you were on vacation last week. And I saw some of those pictures. Looked like you had a great time. What I had trouble wrapping my brain around was just prior to that, they were like 30-32, right? They were like 2 games under .500 and are like, okay, they're putting something together here to at least be competitive. And then this seemingly came out of nowhere. Are they closer to the 30-32 team or are they a team that's going to lose 12 out of 13 kind of repeatedly down the stretch?
Well, I mean, that's the great question. Like, why did that happen if really you're flirting with being a .500 team? And if you're flirting with being a .500 team in the way the league is structured now with the extra wild card, like you're right on the edges of that wild card race. And you are, as Rizzo said, playing meaningful games in September. I kind of thought, Eric, that was who they are. Not that they're good, but that on a given night, like, they're going to send out a respectable starting pitcher that's going to give them a chance. They're going to have a lineup that, while it has enormous holes, I'm looking at the catcher right now, it does have really scary pieces. And, I mean, James Wood is scary. He is scary good. And Abrams is playing great, and Lowe can run into one.
I think Garcia is legit. You don't think Garcia is
legit? He's a legit hitter. But so I was really convinced that, you know, that was not that they were necessarily going to go 81-81, but that they weren't, you know, they're coming off back-to-back 71 and 91 seasons. And if you're going to play those meaningful games in September, you're going to have to take a step forward. Even with last night's win, they're not on pace to match 71 and 91. Now they can recover from that. They can, you know, baseball's so weird. You can lose those 11 in a row and then win 8 out of 10. So I don't know, Eric. I mean, I think that's the question that's going to be answered in the next couple months. And, you know, what, it was a terrible time for me to be on vacation because it wasn't just that they lost those 11 in a row. It was, you know, Davey making his comments about it's never the coaches. Like, that's putting a little bit of gas on it. And if it's never the coaches, then what are the coaches there for? Like, his job and his coaching staff's job is to make sure that C.J. Abrams is a better player in September than he was in April, that Luis García doesn't boot that ball, that he gets in front of that ball on Sunday when the game was still a game against the Dodgers and doesn't allow it to lead to a big inning. I think the stuff that happened during the losing streak was the stuff that's supposed to be eliminated because the coaches are guiding these young players, some of whom are not as young as they were when this process started. Like, they can't really be called young players anymore. That's the frustrating stuff, that like the things that should be eliminated that led to those losses are still recurring. And that leads you to look at the manager and his staff.
Talking to Barry Zwerluga from the Washington Post. Is there any sense that a lot of the fans are frustrated about the spending and they blame the ownership? Is there any sense that there's any movement there? And that there be movement in the future, because a few years ago, people assumed there was going to be an ownership change, and now you don't hear that so much.
That's the other like question that looms over everything, and I think my finger pointing to this point has definitely gone toward ownership, and I think that's right because it starts there, and it's not, as we've talked about, just spending on major league payroll; it's investing in staff and scouting and development and analytics and everything that you need to run a major league front office. Like, are the learners emotionally, financially invested in this team being what it was under their stewardship, you know, not terribly long ago? That's a huge question. I don't think anybody knows the answer. I think they're dealing with a very depleted season ticket base. That's like a data point that they look at and say, like, well, how can we spend if we're only bringing in this much money? It's totally a chicken and egg thing. Like, well, shouldn't you spend so you grow the fan base again and people are buying more tickets? They're going to be, if put it this way, like, a lot of people were talking about that Kenny Rosenthal piece of maybe a month ago when they were, like, as Eric was saying, like, kind of flirting with 500. And people were like, well, why is this the time to write this kind of takedown? I think he pointed out in that piece that Mackenzie Gore is in his fourth plus major league season. He is at the exact same point in his years of control arc that Juan Soto was when they traded him. That means you've only got two more full seasons of Mackenzie Gore before he hits free agency, unless you sign him, a Boris client, to an extension. So are you prepared to make him what you've said he was, part of a good young core, and build around him? Because if you're not doing that, then you're wasting his talent and his years with you. And he, I assume, would grow frustrated with, like, look, I've been here. I've given you the early years of my development. You haven't put an effort into building a team around me other than with the other young, controllable guys. Like, why would I stay? What evidence did, you know, when they went out and they got Jason Worth or they got Max Scherzer, they were able to articulate, look, this is who we have. This is how long we have them. Even if we don't extend them, you fit here. This is our arc. Like, this is where we're going. And there's no sense, I don't get a sense that ownership or, and therefore the front office, can't say that, because there's no, you know, no guarantee that that financial commitment is coming.
All right, I want to get you on, just touch on a couple other things while we've got you. The Terry deal, what is sort of your instinct? Are you hearing anything? Is there any reason to be concerned? Or is this kind of like a standard thing for a guy in his position who's not going to play the last year of his contract until he gets something done?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I don't have any particular insight other than what I'm sure you guys have knocked around. Like, you like that it's it's Terry McLaurin who's doing this because I think you trust him that, like, he's not off on some island getting fat while he's not at minicamp. Like, he did this once before. It led to a deal. He was extremely happy about that deal. That deal was from an old regime. The new regime has said, this is exactly who we want to be a commander. He's the kind of tone setter that we want. They want him to be a commander for a long time. Now, is he a receiver who's going to, you know, be 30 this year? And you've got to be cognizant of that. Absolutely. But I don't get the sense. And again, this is not one where I'm super plugged in on, but I don't think the town is in a tizzy that, oh my God, they're not going to have Terry McLaurin in week one. I think they're going to have Terry McLaurin. I think the odds would say you're going to have Terry McLaurin in full pads on the first day of camp.
Right.
Hey, we just kicked down around a topic about the old uniforms coming back, the burgundy and gold from, like, let's say a decade ago. And I don't know if you're particularly passionate about it, but what do you think the organization is doing? Are they trying to walk all the way to the fine line just before a name change? Like, I don't think the name's ever coming back. A lot of people would love that. But do you think they're going to do everything to kind of get close and kind of tease the fan base?
I mean, I would think that, yes, aside from, like, you know, feathers on an Indian head. Like, right. I don't think they're doing that. But, I mean, it's not hard to get that color back, right?
Right.
Like, you could, I mean, that's like a subtle difference that should have never happened anyway. I don't understand what the move was to be like. They didn't have to change that color, and people know, you can say like, oh, it's the same color. It's not the same color. Like, it looked the same. So I'm not passionate about this. I understand mm-hmm. people that are, and you know, you are, the glory days was all under the old name and the old uniforms. And I get that. I do think, JP, you're right that, I mean, Josh Harris has said they're not going back to the name. I just, that's the part I'm passionate about is, like, let's stop talking about the old name because it's mm-hmm. not coming back. So that's just like, we're wasting time. Commanders means something more this summer than it did last summer because Jaden Daniels has only been a commander. They went to an an NFC championship game as the Commanders. Dan Quinn.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Is just using the name that's put in front mm-hmm. of it and said, we want people who want to be commanders. This is a commander's profile. Like, that's the name, and it's starting to mean something. And whether you like it or not, I just don't think they're spending much time workshopping, like, other names. Would this be better? And that's my other thing on it. Is
it's
like,
here to stay.
I'm with you, Barry. They're just, look, this is a way you can make more money, and you can, you know, nostalgia works, right? Nostalgia concerts work. Nostalgia uniforms are going to work, and people will get fired up for it, and maybe they'll kind of tease the fan base, but they're not going to change them.
Yeah, and also, I mean, my thing all along has been like, oh, you hate Commanders? Like, what is the name that 80% of the fans are going to be like, yep, you nailed it? I just haven't heard the one that people
Redskins. That's the only one, and they're not going to do it.
And the fact is, young people don't care. Young people are all in on Jaden Daniels and commit. They're fine with it. So it is what it is. Hey, Barry, thank you, buddy. We'll have to get you again on sooner. Don't go on vacation anymore.
I'm done with vacation, unfortunately. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thank you, buddy.
Where'd he go? You saw pictures?
I don't know. It looked someplace great.
And it's tropical
just,
or?
No, it was more like, almost more like just like hanging out outside a nice house. Like, I don't know. Like Connecticut or something. Like, I don't know.
Got you.
Something bougie.
Got you. We got Jimmy Patsos joining us coming up at 9:25 to talk some NBA draft. But coming up next, EB, got a commercial break. Got to do a film study. Jeremiah Fears next here on The Junkies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.